Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature top 40 songs from the 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Four Tops, The Temptations, The Jackson 5, Diana Ross, and Thelma Houston. Well, first up, the second number one song from Marvin Gaye, number one from 1973, Let's Get It On. Well, there was little room for doubt or interpretation as to what Marvin was talking about in Let's Get It On. He had moved from singing about war, the ghetto, and the environment to an erotic, sensual characterization of sex. His fans responded by giving him this second number one single. Well, during Marvin's tenure at Motown, he had all his hits except for the very last one called Sexual Healing from the Columbia record label. But he had 34 chart toppers on the Motown record label, 15 more in duets with four different Motown female artists over an 11-year period. With Mary Wells, he had a double-sided hit in 1964 that started the duet, and then he had hits with Kim Weston, Tammy Terrell, and Diana Ross. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, right here on Motown Memories.
Come on. 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Seven. numbers but only turn the dial. Just seven numbers can put me through you, girl. Just your hello would make me smile.
Motown Memory from the Four Tops, Just Seven Numbers Can Straighten Out My Life. They reached number 40 from 1971. Before that, another song that only reached number 40 from 1976, The Supremes, with I'm Gonna Let My Heart Do the Walking. That was their last top 40 single on any label. And we started with the Marvin Gaye great song, Let's Get It On, number one from 1973. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the balance of this hour, we're featuring top 40 songs from the 1970s. Well, coming up, a number one song from the Temptations, Just My Imagination Running Away With Me. Well, Just My Imagination was the 17th chart record produced for the Temptations by Norman Whitfield. Although Smokey Robinson was the group's primary producer in the early part of their career, he wrote and produced their first number one song, for example, My Girl. Whitfield worked with the group as early as 1964 when he produced their song called Girl, Why Do You Want to Make Me Blue? Well, in 1966, Whitfield became the Temptations' full-time producer, beginning with that great song, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. That song, by the way, along with songs like Beauty Is Only Skin Deep and I Know I'm Losing You, were co-written with Eddie Holland, the man responsible, along with Lamont Dozier and Brian Holland, for all the number one hits by the Supremes and the Four Tops during the 1960s. Well, the Temptations in the late 1960s and early 1970s went through a number of political songs, and Norman Whitfield wanted to get back to the Temptations' roots and their song sounds of the 1960s. Just My Imagination was just the ticket. It entered the charts at number 71 on February 6, 1971, and went to number one 8 weeks later, giving the Temptations their third number one single. Well, here are the Temptations right here on Motown Memories.
It's day through. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
The Jackson 5 with Looking Through the Windows. That reached number 16 from 1972. And we started with The Temptations, Just My Imagination, Running Away With Me, number 1 from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature top 40 songs from the 1970s, and coming up, yet another number 1 from the 1970s, this time by Diana Ross from 1976, called Love Hangover. Well, in the 1960s, the records to dance to were all Motown records. Songs like Baby Love, Dancing in the Street, I Can't Help Myself, and This Old Heart of Mine were the songs that you needed at a party if you wanted to dance. But in the 1970s, the best dance music was no longer coming from Motown's Detroit record label. The disco movement was centered on the East Coast, and other cities provided the music people wanted to dance to, such songs as Rock the Boat, Rock Your Baby, and Get Down Tonight. Well, producer Hal Davis from the Motown record label recalled at the time that no one really liked disco here at Motown. The company wasn't heavily into it, so I figured I'd better take advantage of that. When I did the track for Love Hangover, I knew it was a hot track, but when I played it for Diana Ross, well, she wasn't too sure about it. She was used to singing more lush songs, such as Touch Me in the Morning, but she liked the lyric to Love Hangover, but people thought I was a little off base for even suggesting that Diana do the song. Well, Diana's solo career was a little bit erratic in the 1970s, and this was just the song to get her back on top. Here is Love Hangover, Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Sweetest hangover, I don't wanna get
awesome? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, number one from 1977. We started with Diana's number one from 1976, Love Hangover. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we featured all top 40 songs from the 1970s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or requests, love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.